oil that comes out of the fasmin, mayim mevorachin alvei, what bracha do you make on this, on the oil that comes out of the balsam tree? Or malei hochi am Rabbi Yehuda borei shemen atzeinu. He's here, we don't make a bracha borei atzei besamim, we make a special bracha here. Borei shemen atzeinu we hold. The shem that comes from Eretz Yisrael. Or malei barmenei, don't bring me right from Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the chaviv ilay Eretz Yisrael. Because Rabbi Yehuda, to him, was very chaviv Eretz Yisrael. So since this hafasmin grew in Eretz Yisrael, he held he had to make a special bracha borei shemen atzeinu. But everybody else, if I said Eretz Yisrael wasn't that kosher, not to a kosher, but it wasn't so such as that to make a new bracha out of it, my or malei hochiyam Rabbi Yechinin borei shemen orif. You make a new bracha on this type of oil that comes out of the balsam tree, borei shemen orif. Rashi, mishka defasimo my mevorchin areich. What bracha do you make on areich? Shemen atzeinu shoy goda birichoy. The Hashem hareich chayis nikrashi richoy. The reason why they called Yericho is because it had a good smell. So more of Maskon Rizla, you make a bracha borei shemen orif, a bracha on the sweet oil. Halacha is brought down. It's only on shmishcha of a fastman do you make such a bracha, because a fastman is balsam, is a very choshev azach. Here, the oil that comes out of it is very choshev. But then the other thing, we make the bracha borei atzei b'samin. Since this oil like came out of the tree, the ikar is still the tree that it came from, and the bracha would be borei atzei b'samin. It's only on this oil that comes from a fasmin that a chshiva can make a special bracha borei shemen orif. Omer Rav Ada bar Rava, hay kishrosa mevorchen alavayo borei atzei b'samin. Kishrosa trashi kosht, another type of wood that smells good. Avo mishcha kvisha, let's say you have oil. That how did you make the shemen smell good? If you put the kosht inside it, like you let this wood soak inside the oil to make the oil smell good, loy. Then you don't make a bracha atzei b'samim, you only make a bracha bar minei b'samim. Rav Kana manol afilu mishcha kvisha, also the bracha is bari atzei b'samim. And since you're soaking this kosht, this water, this wood, in the oil, and the wood is making the oil smell good, when you smell the oil, you have to make a bari atzei b'samim. Avo mishcha tchina loy. But if you take the wood and chop it up, then you won't have to make a bracha bari atzei b'samim on it. Avo nador yaminol afilu mishcha tchina. Even though you chopped up the wood, but since the reason why the shemen smells good is because of the wood, you make a bracha bari atzei b'samim. Omar Rav Gidul Omar Rav. Hai Simlak Trashi Kerleb Loshen Yishmael V'hum Min Esav Sheish Pai Sholosh Shuri Shalol, type of a grass, but has three different stems coming up. Zula Mala Mizu. So the Mora Mavorchen Alavayu Buri Yatze B'samim. As even the Rashi says, the type of a grass, the Churi should make Asse B'samim. So some say since it has roots, it has like leaves on its shoots, it looks like a tree. So since it looks like a tree, the bracha is buri atzei b'samim. Other mafarshim learn that b'samim is different than eating. By an eitz for pri, it's only if the eitz mamish grows and stays from year to year. But for b'samim, abi it's hard like wood. Then you make a buri atzei b'samim, even though it's only an eitzim, it's only a grass. But since it's hard like wood, you make atzei b'samim. Omer Rav Chanan, Omer Rav Hani Chalfi, the same thing is also hard. Esovim Chalfi Dimoy is also Mavorchan Alavayu Buri Yatzei B'Samim. Trashi Chalfi Dimoy Boisim Shakur Nasri Vu Shiboilus Nered V'Yosul Ken Gevulim Pishton, comes out of a pishton, out of a flax tree. Also, you make a Buri Yatzei B'Samim. Omer Mazutra Maikro, where's the right from the apostate that flax is called a tree? It says in the apostate, Yeshua Vi Aleisim Agagam Patitmanayim Bepishtei Heitz. Says she hid them, the tumraglim, in the pishtan eitz. So it says a flax tree. But mishashu yoma hay nakrum divinisto mevorchen alavayu buri atzei b'samim. If this type of also grass was a asovim, but if it was grown in your backyard, some mafreshim say there you take good care of it, and it becomes very hard, it looks like a tree, you make a buri atzei b'samim. Over the davra, if this grows wild, then it grows very soft, you don't water it so much, then you make a buri atzei b'samim. Because for the summum is telling you if it's hard like a tree, like wood, or it's very soft. Omer Rav Sheshis, Hani Sigli, on violets, what bracha do you make? Mevorchen alayhu buri asfei b'samim, like on flowers, at least a violet flower, that doesn't come off a tree, you make a buri asfei b'samim. And on roses, it's a shayla already, because roses has a shame tree to it. On a rose tree, you'd have to make a buri atzei b'samim on roses.
But sigli, you only make a bury asfe b'sonim. Ama mazutra. Hai man de morchod v'esroide. Somebody smells an esroide. Oy v'chavusha, it's quince. It's a peri that gives off a smell. Oyma, you make a new bracha. Borach shenosan reyach tei b'peris. And since this is a chosh of a pre that you could eat the pre, but now you're going just to smell it, there's a new bracha. Borach shenosan reyach tei b'peris. You're not eating it now, you're just going to smell it. Before you smell it, you make this bracha. When you eat it, you make a bar priyates. Omer Rav Yehuda, hai man de nofik b'yayna nisin. Somebody goes out in the streets in nisin, v'chazi ilni de komalavlevi. He sees all the fruit trees that are starting to bud. That's the time when the fruit tree starts to bud. Is oimer the new bracha to make. Vorach, bracha Hashem, okay, mechalam, shalai chisa, b'yalom, meklum, nothing is missing in this world, devorah by b'riyas, taivis, nice b'riyas, v'ilonis, taivis, nice trees, l'sanis, ben v'nayodim. And that's halacha, you're supposed to make this. Here in LA, there's no problem. Comes least in time, you go out and see the new trees blossoming, giving off the buds, you're supposed to make this bracha. Amar Rav Zutra Batubi, Amar Rav, minayin shemavorchem al reyach. How do we know this? You say you're supposed to make a bracha before you smell. Because halacha, not every hanor do we have to make a bracha. The mosh we said, if your mom is sweating away, and take a nice cold shower, you have tremendous hanor from it. You don't have to make a bracha. Because you say this, the hanor doesn't go inside your goof. So only achila, really eating, that something goes inside your goof, you have to make a bracha. The question is, the sumim smelling is not something really goes inside your goof. You don't have from it. So how come we have to make a bracha on the sumim? And when you smell something, you have to gemara nasmata shenemar, kol ha-nishama talako. And I'm old, the neshama has to give shvach to the Yebishter. What does that mean? A zil dovash and neshama nenes v'menu. What's called something that the neshama has enough from v'yena guf nenem v'menu? It's not that that's something that goes into the goof. Smelling doesn't make the guf hanor. Have yoyim is a reyach, that's smelling. So since the neshama has hanor from smelling, that's all we make a bracha on smelling. That's what in by Moitzoy Shabbos we make a Berman Ibisomim, like since we lose our Neshama Yisera, so Neshama feels bad, it's supposed to smell some Reyach to make Neshama feel good. So that's Hanor that goes into the Neshama. Rasho is Masba, because the smelling is like comes in through breathing. You're smelling, you breathe in the smell, so breathing has to do with the Neshama. Ruach HaTeinu, Hashem blew into your Neshama. So the breathing, that brings in the smell into the Neshama. So that's why you have to make a Brocha. But it's not that choshe broch or smelling to make a broch achreina. No matter how much even you're smelling the whole day, you're not looking to make a broch achreina. Because it's not really a guf hanor that went into your body. It's only by eating where the guf hanor went into your body, you have to make a broch achreina. But for the sumim, you just make a broch achreina, no broch achreina. Omerav, for Yomerav Zutra Batubi Yomerav, Hasidim Bechuri Yisrael, it's Moshe Mashiach. The Bechur Yisrael, Sheitnu Reach Tev Klevonim. The people smell very good like Levonim. Shenema Yelchu Yon Kosov, Vihi Kezayit Yen Hoidu, Varecho like Levonim. They'll smell like Levonim. Shrashi Litanus Klevonim, Shemareach Olav Oprochit. It smells very good and the Prochit. The Yom Rav Zutra.
It's
a
sweet, there's
Gormim,
some
Asfe,
some
and
Asfe.
Right.
So, like the Masa Shabbos.
We usually make a Berurah Minyan B'Sam because we have it made from different things. We don't know what it's from. Depends. But Louis Tzuya, you make a Berurah Asse B'Sam. Just from Adas alone, you make a Berurah Asse B'Sam.
But if you have a few, then
you make Minyan B'Sam. You have a few things together, you make a Berurah Minyan B'Sam. It's a very complicated halacha, you look at it. I'm not going to go into too much here. Shala about perfume, the shala, what bracha to make. If you have to make a bracha on perfume in that.
Usually not the touch of pure from an animal.
Right, it's Kepashka, but since you don't see the wood at all, it's only in a liquid form, you have no shaykhis to the wood at all, then they said the bracha is Berurah Minyan B'Sam.
You cut open the esrog,
you have to make the bracha. Yeah, if you cut open and you're going to have das to smell it, then you make this bracha. You don't have to have
a reason, just if you want to cut it open.
No, you have to have reason to smell it. If you're going to eat the peri, and agav eating it, it smells, you don't make a bracha. There's a lot of lochas about smell, we'll see more about it later on. Right, the Yom Rav Zutra Batuvia. Yom Rav, Ma'idich Siv, Es Hakel Oso Yofavita, Shem had everything good at its time. Malamed Achidish, Shekol Echad V'yechad Yofle HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umnosay. Every type of a woman, every type of work you do, Hashem makes it that the person that does it likes it. Could be the most mevuzadika thing, to be a cleaning man. But if you're a cleaning man, Hashem makes it, you're going to like it. V'chonah. So Rashi has the Rashi Yoflayim Nosta, the Filu Bursi, even a person takes care of the skin, skins animals. Noyalayim Nosta works with skin. It's nice as umna, the enough. The Yasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Kain, why does Hashem make it this way? Shlo Yechaser Ha'olam Umnes, that there shouldn't be missing shoemakers in the world. If Hashem wouldn't make a special bracha, a shoemaker would like to make shoes, who's going to want to be a shoemaker who wants to work with skin? It smells very bad. So the special bracha Hashem made that everybody likes his umin. Omer Apop, behind the Yam Rinch, the people say, Tola Leikur, you take off this heart of the palm, very chashav amaychu, you take off and Ludav Recha, give it to a pig. The Yu, what does the pig do with it? He day of it, he takes it right and rolls in the mud with it. That even though it's a chashav a thing, he does what he does, because he enjoys it. And whatever people do, you enjoy it, so you do it. Trashi Kaira Rach HaGodol Bedekel, at the heart of the palm. Tolo Yisrael Chazir, give it to Chazir. Uyikogenu Biyashpo, pull gold in the junk, in the garbage. Suzuhiyam Nosai, that's the humor of a pig. What does a pig do? He rolls in the garbage. So no matter what you give him, like, he enjoys it. It's not that child, he's having tsar rolling in the garbage. He likes it. But what then? Every humor, whatever you do, Hashem gave a bracha, usually you like what you're doing. Yomar Azutra Batub, Yomar Rav, Avuka Kishnaim. Somebody has a torch, it's as if you have two people. We'll soon to negate the mazikim. You shouldn't walk yourself at night, but if you have a torch with you, it's like two people. The Yereyach, when the Levone, when the moon is shining, Kishloisha. That lies like three people are there. Iboilu, Avuka Kishnaim, that the torch is like two people, but Hadi Dizay, it means with you. Oiduma Avuka Kishnaim Levama Dizay. And else, no, the torch itself is like two people without you. So you with the torch will be like three people. That's the shaila. Is a torch really only like one and you're the second? Or the torch is like two and you're the third? Toshima, the Yireach Kishloisha, it says the Levana, the moon is like a three. Iyame Bishleima Bahadi today, it means with you. Whereas the moon is only two and with you is three. Shafia, there's such a chilik between two and three. We'll soon see. Elit, Iyame Labama today, if it means what? There's three without you. With you it's four. What do we have to have four? The Yomamar, the shadow by Mazikim goes like this. Li'echod niru mazik. If a mazik catches you at night, you'll see him and he'll be mazik you. Lishnaim, if there are two people there, niru, he'll come to you, he'll appear to you, you can see the mazik. V'yena mazik, he's afraid of you, he won't be mazik you. Lishloisha, you have three people at night, then ain't a niru kolika. Then the mazik won't even come to show himself in front of you. So it's such an Indian to have three. So tomorrow, but if you're going to say that the moon is like three without you, so it's like four, there's no in it to have four. When you have three, that's it. When it says a torch is like two, it means with you. Okay, so you're holding a torch, so you won't be nizik, the mazik won't hurt you, but you may see it. When the moon is out, then it's like three, means the moon is like two, and you're three, then you won't even see the mazik. Yomarav Zutra Batub Yomarav, Yamulo Romarav Khanim Babiznu Romarav Shimin Khasida, Yamulo Romarav Yechnen Mishum Rabbi Shimin Ben Yechoy. Noyech Leil Yodim, it's worth it to a person. Sheyipol Atzmoy, he should throw himself with their tif shenesh into the fire and kill himself, Yayabim Tanei Chaver Barabim, and not to be Mavayish's friend Barabim. Minolan, how do you know this from? Mitamar, the Raya from Tamar and Yehuda. Shenema Himutsas, that Pesach says there that they're about to kill Tamar because they thought she was Mazana with somebody else. And she didn't go and say, you know, who was I Mazana with Yehuda? She just said, these are the simonim. See, if Yehuda would understand and say, well, good. If not, she's ready to kill herself. I'll be not the Mavati Yehuda Barabim. You see, such a thing. The Farshim says, if Pshad is and you're Mavati, somebody Barabim, you make him red in the face, that's Kena Misa. It's as if, a dugma, as if you're killing him. But just like you're not allowed to kill somebody, you're supposed to let the Yorah Galyavar, you're supposed to let yourself be killed before you kill somebody else. Who was in here also before you invite somebody to rob him and like a mikvah killing him? You're not supposed to. Tana Rabbon, heviu lefonov shemen vihada. You bring upon the person shemen oil which smells good. It's a shalal to make a bury near b'samim on the shemen. Hadasim, you should make a bury atzei b'samim on the hadasim. Is which one do you make a bracha on first, or which one do you hold to make a bracha on? V'shama yoyim mevorach al shemen. Make a bracha on the shemen. That's more choshev oil. V'yachakach mevorach al hadas. Then you make a bracha on the hadas. Mashma, the dasim would be bury atzei b'samim, and the b'samim here has to either be an atzei b'samim, or else the b'samim here is the shemen is talking about the bury minei b'samim. So Bishami says, first make the bury minei b'samim on the shemen, and then make bury atzei b'samim on the hadasim. But Vesil Lomrim, no. Mavorach al hadas, make a bracha on the adastin first. That's how we pass the halacha, because the adastin is pure, the smell. And that's the wood itself where the smell is coming from. So that's more chashuv. The yachakach bracha la shemen. And later you make the bracha on this oil. The oil is not the pure besamim. The oil was that you cooked the wood in the besamim, and the wood gave off its smell into the shemen, and now you're smelling that, but that's not pure smell. So the hadassim is more chashuv to make a bracha on. Omer Rabbi Gamliel. Ani achriya, Gamliel said, I'll be machriya here, like Beishamashita, and say, why I should make a bracha on the shemen first. Shemen zochino for two things. Lereichai v'zochino l'tichosai. From shemen I have two type hanos from. I can smell the shemen, it has a perfume in it, it smells good. V'tichosai. With the shemen I can smear my hands with it. So since shemen is a chosh v'zach, I have two hanos from, that bracha comes first. Hadasman. Not food, no hadasman. Don't eat. Hadassim we're talking about. Shemen, right. Schinu l'recha, schinu l'tichosai. Well, after eating it, it wasn't shemen that you eat here. This was shemen you use for either smearing your hands on, or else it was for smelling. You put smelling in, you put some into it. It's not something to eat. So, achin, weiter. Hadas, l'recha is achinu. Hadassim is something good to smell. Of l'tichosai, l'es achinu. It doesn't have a matter. You can't rub yourself with hadassim. That was Beshamai Svara, and he passes like Beshamai. Omle Rebbe, you have to give him a chriya. You have to be passing like that. We have Popik Loy Levei Rav Huna, Vrei de Rav Ika. Aitzi le Kamayu Shemen Vahadas, they brought in front of him this type of oil that smells good, and Hadasim. Shoka Rav Papa Berech Ahadas Bresha. Rav Papa first took the Hadasim, like by Silu Shita, and he made a bracha bori at the sum of that first. Vahad the Baruch Hashem. Then he made the bracha bori, meaning the sum him on this perfume from the oil. Omalais, he answered back to him, Leisavu Lamar Alok Divri Machriya? Don't go like a Yechim before Sevi Pasal Divri Machriya. Here should be like Beshamai. Omalai, Hocha Yom Arova Halok Gebeitilu. He answered back, but Rava said we pass like Beitilu. Hazoy Dav Zayn, we always pass like Beitilu. Therefore, here the question is, I should make the bracha on the Hadassim first. And the Svar we said was, because that's the Iker 8 where the Psalm comes from. Now, it's Shalit if you girls this or not. So, tomorrow we have the years of Elohi. He was wrong. After the answer, he holds like Beisilu, the pshat is that's not halacha. Really, here the halacha is like Yechin and said, halacha could be a machri like Beishamai. And after the answer himself, was just machmash kisufa like he wants to excuse himself, not to make himself wrong. That's this girsa. So the Gurin says, the Gurin says here, we're not girsness the Gemara, and the Rif is not girsness the pshat in the Gemara. Therefore, without this girsa, we pass from the way Rav said here, halacha could be Beisilu. And that's halacha reminds us we hold like that. And when you have shemen and hadassim, you make a bracha on the hadassim first, because that's beisilu sheet, and we pass them like beisilu. If we're not gerus, it's less gerus of alayhi, like lishmut and ashu the over that. Really, Beishami is right here. He just said he holds like beisilu to excuse himself. Tana Rabboni. Well, let's see Rashi. Rashi shemen vahadas. Rashi v'soif hasuda, the end of the suda. Shemen losuch yodav, they used to smear it on the hands. Lahavis humas oichim, take away the bad smell of the oichlim. Vahadas l'reya k'moy shemarnu, and the hadassim was only to smell k'moy shemarnu. That's what Rashi says. Now this Rashi is a very shver, like the top place it says. There's the shem of hadassim. There's high shemin l'reyachu. This shemin was also avada to smell. The lahavra zumer, if the smelling here was only to take away the bad smell of your hands from the eating, harmina perik el dron, the Gemara says later, deim avorchen olav. If you have smell that's there to take away bad smell, you don't make a bracha on it. Like the Marshal Zalman, if you have a mace in the room, and you want to put nice psalm there to take away the bad smell of a mace, even though you smell it to enjoy the psalm, you don't make a bracha. Because the equal of that psalm is just to take away bad smell. We only make a bracha if the whole kavana of this psalm is for smell. So tell you that the kashan Rashi, if you put the shemin just to wipe off the bad smell of your hand, you wouldn't make a bracha. And we hold Allah, we hold like Taisus. That if you'd only put the psalm on a bad smell, take away the bad smell, even though now it smells good, you don't make a bracha. The psalm is only where your whole kavanah is to have enjoyment from the smell. Weiter. Ani achriz rash letzad beishamay. Zechino l'reicha tchila v'goyin mishcha t'vi shalokat v'shem. V'lohi lemar rov l'okat beisil el rapop asir. Weiter. Hidiyot. Tana rabon. They brought in front of you shemen, that's to make a bracha bori minei b'sabim, to smell. V'yayin, to drink. What bracha do you make first?
You have to hold the shemen in your right hand, the seal. You have to make a berurah minei b'samin first. Could be like we had before, because shemen has two milas to it. It's good for sichin, it's good for smelling. So Vashami says that even comes before yayin. The asayayin b'smelin. You hold the yayin in your left hand. Mavorach ala shemen. You make a berurah on shemen first. Halacha, kopas brought down. Whenever you make a berurah, you should always hold it in your right hand. As the chivas ha-berurah should be in your right hand. If you're lefty though, it should be in your left hand. So the chayisah mavorach ala yayin. Then you make the berurah on the yayin. The Beisil Loimim, we hold like Beisil Loim. Oichis es Hayayim v'yaminoi. Ravada, we hold that Birchas HaNena is more chashev than a Birchas HaReich. Whenever you have two things in front of you, one you want to eat, like here you want to drink the Yayin, and the other thing is to smell the Shemen, Ravada, eating is a bigger Hanoh. First we make the bracha on eating on the Yayin, and then we make the bracha on the Psalm, smelling. So Beisil holds, first you hold the Yayin in your right hand, v'yaminoi. V'yas HaShemen b'smelloi. V'vorach ala Yayin, v'choz m'vorach ala Shemen. Now, if you made a bracha on the shem, and the mice was used to smear it on the hands, now it's too much on your hands, so the Gemara, v'tocho b'roish ha-shamish. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to wipe it off on the head of your shamish. And you have some slave there, so the wife should wipe it off on his head. But it's not nice to be on your hands. It's not nice to have too much psalm on you. V'yim shamish tam l'chokim, over the shamish tam l'chokim, tocho b'koito. Then wipe off your hands on the wall, not on the tam l'chokim. V'vnei she'gnai the tam l'chokim, lo tzeis l'shuk, kishim v'vusim. It's not bad for Tamachon to go out on the street when he's smelling too much. We'll soon see why. It's a shalaf for Mishkav Zacha. You're smelling too much. It looks as if you want other men to like you to come to you. So it's not nice to be smelling too much in the streets. Tana Rabbanan. Shisha Dvorim, six things, Gnai Lera Tamachon. It's a Gnai for Tamachon to do it. Al Yeitze Kishum of Hushim. He shouldn't go outside on the street when he has a lot of psalmim on him. We'll soon see why. The Ayetze Yechidi Belayli. He shouldn't walk out at night by himself. He shouldn't walk out with patched shoes. It means you have a shoe with a hole on it. You have to patch it up, but a patch is not nice to walk out like that. It's not nice for Tamachokhan to talk to an Isha in the street. He shouldn't sit with a Chabur of Amorit. Now he's Mazda. Another one. He shouldn't come last into the Beis HaMedrash. Some say, Aflo Yifsi Yifsi Yigasla. He should not take big steps, which this pasha not only in Issa v'Talmachok, if anybody shouldn't take big steps. You shouldn't walk with your head sticking up, it's like you're being Berchav Eshchina. Now we'll be masking all these things. Shouldn't walk out when he's smelling a lot. Leshuk. Means places where there are a lot of Mishkav Zachar, what do you call them? Men and men. So Mel, if you're smelling, you mean like you want other men to come to you, that's why you shouldn't do it. That's Achshad. Rashi. That was a derech. They used to make them smell very good because they shisavul them, that other men should like them. So Mel, it's not nice for Talmud Chacham to go like this. Omer Rav Sheshes. Le'amor ne'ele be'bigdut. It's only on a zeged you shouldn't do it. Ava be'gufay ze'ya mavrile. That's mutter. To put the perfume or the smelling on your body, that it can take away the bad smell of your body, that's mutter. And that doesn't make you smell so good. But on your begodim, that gives out the smell out, that you shouldn't do. Omer Rav Topa. The saroi che'bigdut dami. Well then, if you have the smelling in the stomach on your hair, that's as if on your beged you shouldn't have it. That your hair shouldn't smell too much. The Yam Rulaika Gufadami. Some say, no, your hair is mutter. Your hair blights Gufadami, that's mutter. The Ayat Yechidi Balayla. Tamachokim shouldn't walk out at night by himself. Mishum Chashoda. There's a Shalach Chashad, they'll think maybe he's going to a Zionist house. That's why he shouldn't walk out. Trashim Mishum Chashoda shows Nuz. So Mashos Pisado, the Shua then could have said Mishum Azikim. That it's not nice to walk out yourself at night, Mishum Azikim. He says it could be talking about inside the city. In the city is no shayla from mazikim, but achshad as a zayner there is achshad. The more of loya more now the loy kvila yidna. You don't have a special time like you're not going to a shir. Have a kvila yidna. You have a special time every single night. You go out the same place. Made the yedia lidna kozla. Everybody knows where you're going. It's no achshad mishum aznus a zayner. Right about yaitim and olam talol. You shouldn't walk out with shoes that have patches on it. Misayle le Reb Chiya Baraba. Yom Reb Chiya Baraba. It's a gnai, it's not nice for Tamachon to go out with shoes that has patches, yeah, holes in the shoes. But the more any, for Rab Chiyah Barab and Nafik, Rab Chiyah Barab walked out with his shoes that had a patch on it, had a hole, and he put a patch on it. Or a mazut from a bread, Rab Nachman, but Tloy Agabi Tloy. It's only not nice if you have two patches. And that's how bit off you are. You got a hole once, you put a patch. That patch came off, I got a hole in that one. Put a second patch. That's not nice. Le'amor ne'elavapant. It's only in the front of your shoe. Strashi blash al gabli hareg, on top of the shoe, where people could see it. But the gilda leslambo, on your sole on the bottom, nobody sees, that's mutti. You go out with a hole in the sole. Le'fanto, and even on the top of the shoe, le'amor ne'elavayuchum, when you're going down the streets, people shouldn't see you. The base of leslambo, and your house, there's nothing wrong with it. Le'amor ne'elavimoytacham, and the sunny, when people see the shoes, when they're usually they're clean shoes, but somebody sees you wearing ripped shoes, it's very not nice. In the rainy season, less lumbo. Then the rainy season, everybody's shoes used to be full of mud and dirt, so you couldn't tell what it looked like, so then it's alright. Shouldn't talk to an isha in the street. Even though she's your own wife. And Tanya Nami Hochi. Even though she's your own wife. Even your own daughter. Even your own sister. Not everybody knows who your wife, who your kravim are. So people see you talking to ladies, they'll be chayshid you for shumznus. This is about the milsa the chsidis, that's what Adam Chachim. And the Rambam brings down hilchos deis, like for a chosh person shouldn't do this. Right about Yisa bechabur shel amoritz, you shouldn't sit with a chabur ben amoritz. My timer, what's the time? Zil moslem shuchib asrayim. Adam Chachim sit with amoritz, maybe he'll go after their shtus and do what they're doing. Right, you can't ask achron lebeis amedish, shouldn't come last to the beis amedish, why not? Mishun bekor le pasheyim. He's called a pasheyim. Trashi, curly pasheya misatzel. It's called a nutzel. It's coming late. He's a lazy guy. Shouldn't come less than to base medrash. So Mashal says another pshat is that pasheya means that if you come late, the tamachachim, you're going to make everybody stand up for you. So it's not nice to make everybody stand up for you. Therefore, you should try and be the first one inside. So maybe when other people come in, they won't have to stand up for you when you're coming in. Don't take big steps. Why? The Yom Amar psiyagasa, taking big steps. Is going to tell us echad mitovkof mimor eino shalodim, takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. The more maitakanta, if you do have to take big steps, how do you get back your eyesight? What's a takana to masak in your eyesight? Lahadra bikedusha deveshimsha. When you drink yayin of kiddush, that's how you get back your eyesight. Trashi bikedusha deveshimsha sheshoisa koisha kiddush v'shabes belayla. Just by drinking the yayin alone, that is mahadra your eyesight. So Mashor speaks out here. What? Yeah. Grapes is called yain. So the minion, some so who didn't kiddush and Abdullah. So some people have the minion by Abdullah, they put it in their eyes, they put the yain all over themselves. Mashiach says that's not of this minion. This minion to get back your eyesight would be enough just drinking the yain. That they put the yain and the eyes are all over, that's just not for a segula or for a bracha. But here the Mor just says, Lahada Gadush Mishun, the Rashi says if you drink the yain, that's enough. The Ayala Bakuma Skufi, you shouldn't walk with your head sticking upwards. The Yom Amar, Hamahalak Bekoyim Neskufa, if you walk with your head sticking upwards, Afilu Abamis, is Kilo Doichik Rag Neshchina, as if you're like throwing away the Shechina. You're supposed to feel as if the Shechina is always on top of you, so if you're picking up your head, as if you mean to throw away the Shechina. The Sir Malay Choloritz Kavoydei, Kodesh Baruch Hu is all over, so the Shechina is there, you should be putting your head down a little bit, or at least straight out, not sticking upwards. Let's stop it.